Write about what you know. This is a cliche that is often used in how-to articles written for aspiring writers. How dull the world of literature would be if any writer really did that. Tumbleweed would be the only thing present on the crime shelves of any bookshop or library. The violence, pain and suffering that I as a crime writer put my characters through, the dilemmas they must solve, the challenges they must overcome, the fears they have to conquer, come only from my imagination. If I had ever experienced a tenth of what I write about, I would have long ago been consigned to a padded cell or be 6 feet under. I write to escape what I know, to be, for a blessed number of hours every day, someone different. The blank page is a gateway, a portal, if you like, to limitless worlds. It allows me to create conversations I will never have with people I would never actually want to meet, to experiment with new ideas, to insert myself in seemingly impossible situations and escape them. It allows me to be free. As a writer, I need to be mentally transported somewhere else because the day-to-day ritual involved in producing a novel of 100,000 words is, I guarantee, more mundane and limiting than readers think. Writing lives are small variations on arise, glug copious amounts of coffee, feed the cat or kids, sit down at a desk, armchair or drafty kitchen counter and stare bleary-eyed at a blank laptop screen. Then spend too much time listening to the silence, to the sound of no hands clapping, read an inbox filled only with junk. And eventually, sometime in the hours to come, begin to fill that blank page. In this way does Monday pass, and Tuesday, and the rest of the week, and the rest of the month, and the following 10 months too. There's not much here to provide material for a novel, let alone a thriller. Yet novel writing is the most exciting, challenging job I have ever done. It is intense, creating tears and laughter along the way. It is hard, mentally exhausting, and requires huge amounts of sustained self-discipline. I don't think of myself as a particularly creative person. This sounds surprising. Novel writers are so imaginative, people say. But many, many people have rich imaginations, yet very few are writers. I believe my ability to start and finish a novel is because I crave structure and routine. I have found the perfect fit with my personality. A thriller lets me create chaos and brutality and allows me the opportunity to try and resolve it. A crime novel, like all mass market fiction, is successful when it adheres to a structure. Evil is overcome, the small person can win, justice can be served. When the story reaches its finale, it has created a satisfying wholeness. As a writer, I have broken something and put it back together using only words. It is the most creative and the most destructive job there is. And it's all done by writing about things I do not know.